Joining us is Extra Bags live here in the bunker. Andy Baggerly, who, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. How are you?
I'm good. I just ran into Mr. Melanson in the hallway, and I said, hey, you're setting up for me. I'm in a pretty good spot here.
It was a lot of fun that we had with everyone this morning. I know you only have a couple of minutes because the clubhouse is opening. But Johnny Cueto today, Andy, and I haven't looked outside yet. Are any scouts out there today? I assume this is an important start for him.
I think so. You know, I don't know if the Giants are going to be 100% sold on whether they are going to trade him or whether they won't. You know, I think it's going to depend a lot on what the offers are. And if the offers are too good to refuse and they look at the fact he could opt out and maybe... you know, it's all going to be dependent on how his second half goes and how healthy he is to end the season, whether he'll opt out or not. But probably on the surface, he would. And I think that whether the Giants, you know, they really want him back. They want him to be a big part of this rotation. They want to contend next season, not make this into a 2 or 3 year rebuild. And he's an important part of that. But if the reality is that he's going to be gone regardless, I think they have to be open-minded to trading him. And they're only going to do that, I think, Marty, if the offers are good enough, if it's worth doing. And they're going to find that out over these next couple of weeks. And the scouts are going to get an extra chance here to evaluate him and look at him.
Well, that's my question to you. Do they become aggressive and maybe lower the bar a little bit for what they think is going to come back? Because there's going to be a lot of starting pitchers on the market. So do they lower the bar a little bit just so they don't get caught in that situation in October?
Yeah, there are a lot of teams that need starting pitching too, though. The Cubs do, the Astros do, the Yankees do. I mean, a lot of teams need starting pitching that, you know, especially a guy like Cueto who's won a World Series game as recently as 2 years ago. So, you know, I think that, you know, maybe you could spark a little bit of a bidding war and find out what kind of players you could get in return. Not necessarily prospects, though. They're looking at guys who could step in right away and help. So, you know, it's sort of a unique dynamic from a lot of facets, but I would say the odds are probably better that they don't trade him, but they've got to have a good offer. They've got to have something that they feel is really worth doing, and they can only explore that by being aggressive in not necessarily shopping him, but, you know, letting teams know, hey, look, we're willing to listen on almost anyone.
Now, it's going to be an interesting few weeks on that, just on this topic alone of how they pursue it. Andy Baggerly joins us. Not great news on Austin Slater last night, and I know I was on late last night, and it was in some of the news this morning. Why don't you bring everyone up to date on Slater?
Yeah, he's going to be out a couple of months. He's got an adductor muscle tear in there. It's we all thought it was the hip. It's sort of a hip groin thing. It's all connected. So he's going to be out a couple months, probably in all likelihood. If he comes back, it'll be in September, the very end of the season, if he comes back at all. And you feel for him because here he had a wide open opportunity to really sort of establish himself as a big leaguer. And there's so much time and place that's involved in that, you know, unless you're a blue chip prospect and they carve out a road for you. You know, part of it is just seizing an opportunity when you have one, and he's not going to be physically able to do that now. So it's a very tough break for him.
Opens a spot. Mac Williamson is here. What about Shaw? And, you know, on social media, which we're going to make you cool in a second here, but on social media, I guess that's the huge question is why isn't Shaw up here?
Well, I mean, the one reason is that, you know, they want him to get more at-bats in the minor leagues. The other reason is, you know, when a guy's in the system for 3+ years, then you have to add them to your 40-man roster to protect him from the Rule 5 draft. They don't have to do that with a Shaw. They did have to do that after this season with an Arroyo or a Ryder Jones or a Tyler Beattie. If he's not on the 40-man, he could be plucked away in the Rule 5 draft. And if you put a guy on that roster before you really have to, then it's going to limit you to one more spot where you could protect a player from your system that you like. You know, not that they would not protect a Tyler Beattie or somebody like that. I think we're going to see him in the big leagues probably pretty soon. But that's sort of the thing. You don't want to do things until you have to do them. But so that's why someone who's in Shaw's situation really has to overwhelm, and they have to be 100% sold that he's ready not only to step up here, but never go back down. Right, and I don't think they're quite in that situation yet. They want to see him get more at-bats at AAA, but, you know, we'll see. I think that, you know, everything becomes an open question when you're as far back as the Giants are. You know, I figured out, took me a long time, but I went through all the last 114 seasons and figured out that this is their biggest deficit.
I saw that.
I wanted to see what's the most they've been out at the All-Star break. Well, then I went back before there was an All-Star game and found, okay, well, what's the farthest back they've been in June or July at this time? And the 1902 team was 27 and a half games out on July after July 8th, and this team is now 26 games out. So biggest deficit on this date since 1902, Marty.
That's right, and then John McGraw came in the middle of the year and started straightening things out because he brought players with him from the old Baltimore Orioles because the owner of the Giants owned part of the Orioles, too. So John McGraw bought his way out, and the owner of the Giants said, well, why don't you bring Iron Man McGinney and a few others with you? Next thing you knew, the Giants were pennant winners in 04 and didn't want to play the Red Sox. In those days, the teams decided if there'd be a World Series. And McGraw said, nah, we don't feel like playing Boston. And the next year, Major League Baseball took over, and they made the World Series mandatory after that. So that's how all that came about.
See, you know why you know all that, Marty? Because you're cool. You're cool, Marty.
All right, who's the coolest Giant?
Oh, I don't want to fall into the cliche, but I got to go with Brandon Crawford. I mean, he picks everybody's music. There's an absolute nothing game Friday night. Matt Moore is terrible in the first inning. You think there's no reason to watch any more of this game. And then Brandon Crawford makes an amazing play, the carom off of Moore, barehands it, throws a sidearm and retires a guy. And you think, you know what, as long as Brandon Crawford's playing shortstop, the game isn't completely unwatchable. You could see something cool. And it reminded me of Omar Vizquel. And he would do that in the years he was a Giant. They had a losing season, all four seasons he was here, and yet people still talk about going to the park and buying a ticket and seeing Omar play. So I think that's, you got to be pretty cool to pull that off.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, thanks for stopping by. I know we had to change the schedule a little bit, but I appreciate you making the time to come by.
Well,
you are a cool guy, Andy Baggerly.
So are you, and enjoy your All-Star break, and we'll see you in the second half.
All right, very good. That is Extra Bags. All right, we're going to head down to the public house, and while we do that, you're going to hear from another cool guy, and that is George Kontos, as we go through some of the questions with him. But first, we start with George Kontos talking about what do you do and what's it like as we come into this All-Star break.